Blog Talk Radio.
Talking this stuff for years, like, yeah, you know, I can't wait till they turn 18. I can't wait. But a lot of parents have been, quite frankly, a lot of parents have never been on their own. They've never lived on their own. They've never lived by themselves. They've never had to depend on anybody except for themselves before. Listen to what I just said. I didn't say that they've never had to take care of anybody else. They've never had to only take care of themselves. And it can be a little scary thing. Like, you get so used to taking care of your responsibilities that not having a lot of responsibilities to take care of just doesn't seem right. It sounds twisted for people who don't know nothing about that, right? Well, we're going to take a look at it. Let's go. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar, with the rrrr. And And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show Sunday all up in your area. So let's go. Today we're talking about knowing when it's time for you to be on your own. And I'm going to say this. I think, personally, that it's definitely time for you to be on your own when you don't want to follow the rules of whoever you're staying with. And I don't care if you're the one on the lease. I don't care if you're the one paying the bills. It may be time for you to be out on your own when you don't like the living conditions that you're living in. And just and one thing that I've learned is just because you are the one who pays the money doesn't mean that you're always the one that gets to make all the rules. Do you know what I'm saying? Just because you're the one who pays the lion's share of the cost doesn't mean that you'll absolutely be the boss unchallenged, uncorrected, or unequivocally. Cal Chamber, let me five. Rita, what's going on? My good to see me from you. It doesn't mean that. You know, think about at your job for a second. Your boss, your employer, whoever owns your company, that is the person that signs the checks. That's the person who has set this whole thing up. That's the person who we all depend on to keep their boat afloat so that we can all be compensated for the work that we do, so we can get paid, if you will. Well, you know damn well that if you have run your own business before and have had to hire employees, you know that just because you paying them don't mean that they're going to do everything that you told them to do. You know it, and I know it. And I know that when you first got introduced to that concept, when you had to come into the reality of that concept, I bet you was real pissed off about it. Like, here you are. You paying these people. You set this up. This is your stuff. Yours. And people talking about what you can't do, you're paying them. They talking about how you can't fire them and the processes that you have to go through and all of this kind of stuff. Imposing rules onto your rules. Yeah, and guess what? I bet you was real pissed off when you found out that they were right. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see me some you. Yeah, you found out that they were right. You found out that just because you the money man, just because you the one paying everybody, just because this is all of your stuff, just because you are solely responsible for people being able to get a check every week, every 2 weeks or whatever, it still doesn't mean that you're going to get everything that you paid for. So if the boss at your job had to come into the understanding that just because he is the one that should be making up the rules doesn't mean that he won't have rules waged against him or her. So what makes you think that everything is going to go your way because your name is on a lease, because your name is on a mortgage? But when we talk about knowing when it's time for you to be on your own, you may have to come into the realization that some people living under your roof need to be on their own, which means that you're going to be on your own, living up under your own roof, paying your own bills, taking care of all of the bills. And some people ain't really ready for that. Yeah, you might be ready to have your own house. You might be ready to have your own apartment, but you might not be ready to pay all the bills that come with it. You might not be ready to be able to try to get to sleep at night with that closet door open. I never knew. I never knew until I was a full-fledged, fully grown adult that so many people are afraid of the dark. And not only are they afraid of the dark, but they can't sleep with the closet door open. Like somebody going to jump out of the closet. I just found that out about 3-4 years ago. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was also a full-fledged adult when I found out that so many black women are afraid of basements. They scared to go down the basements. Like, yo, you bought this house. Yeah, but I don't do basements. They be talking about I don't do basements. I don't do basements. So if they have a washer and dryer, it can't be down in the basement. They'll put that shit right in the kitchen. They'll put it in the shed kitchen. They will not have a washer and a dryer and take their ass to the laundromat because that washer and dryer ain't going down that basement. Maybe it's just a city thing. Maybe city basements are scary, where suburban basements may not be. And that is actually possible. Maybe in a ranch-style house where you don't have a second floor, maybe basements aren't as scary because you actually consider them to be a part of the house. But anyway, what I'm saying is this. A lot of people are afraid to live on their own, and it's a serious thing. It's real. So they'll put up with a housemate or a roommate for years and years and years. Yeah, it's cheaper. It can be. But what about when you keep somebody living up under your roof? They ain't paying nothing. And you've been complaining about that, but your complaints must not be really real because you are more than willing to let them keep staying at the house and keep getting into arguments and keep yelling at them and whatever, but you won't put them out because you're too scared to live on your own, you punk. Yeah, you are, you're a punk. You're scared to live out, boo. You know what I mean? You remember them old houses that you move into when they start settling. No loose floorboards. Door hinges that need oil. Wind at night. Scared the motherfucker. So a lot of people will put up with house guests, housemates, roommates, boarders, tenants, and all of that because they don't want to be by themselves. But when you don't want to follow anybody else's rules, or when you can't put up with anybody not following yours, it's time for you to be on your own. This ain't hard. This ain't hard at all. This is an easy concept. It should be. But it's a lot harder than people. It's a lot harder than what the surface may tell you about it. It's a lot harder than what the surface may tell you about it. Oh, look at this. Ansel Jones says, invite people over your house and they won't take off their shoes. I ain't going to front. I got a thing about that. I don't like to go over people's cribs where I have to take off my shoes. I've done it, and more than likely I'll do it again. But I do limit my visits because I don't really want to go over your house to get undressed unless that's what we're doing. And I know that people have a problem with it. And I have stopped going over people's houses. My feet don't stink or nothing like that. I wash. But it's just the whole thing, like, basically, the way I look at it, and I've had many arguments about this at people's houses. Well, actually, I've never had an argument with somebody at their house. I just follow their rules, but I made a mental note. Not going to be coming over here all the time. Unless I would normally be coming over there to get undressed anyway, because, you know, it's a female, and, you know, we like that. Other than that, I don't see, I'm not... I understand you bought a carpet that you don't want people to walk on. I think that's weird. I do. I think it's weird. Yes, I've had many arguments about it. Like, so what? You know, I'm like, but the floor is for walking. It is. I understand you think it's for beautifying, and it can be. But the floor is to be walked on. Yeah, but you don't have to have your shoes on. You're right. But I don't take my shoes off to go anywhere else. Personally, I don't like to walk barefoot. And I don't wear socks in the summertime. But I don't like to walk barefoot. I really don't. I need a layer. I need a layer between the floor and my feet. I'm just funny that way. But yeah, glad you brought that up, Ansel. So you stopping people at the door like, yo, you got to take off your shoes. I don't know. For me, that spells control to me. It does. Like an unnecessary control. Like you bought a light-skinned carpet or white carpet. Well, I'll tell you one thing. That's a good way to keep people from leaving your house too fast. You know, like, you know how a man and a woman may get in an argument and the dude might be like, man, I'm out of here. Well, he ain't leaving but so fast. You know, a situation where, and this can be a dangerous situation, but women do it all the time. No, you don't leave and they'll block the door. No, we need to talk this out. Come on, talk to me. I need you to understand, blah, blah, blah. So she buying some extra time if the cat got to put his shoes on. He can't just break out. If he ain't have to take his shoes off, he could have just left. Like, listen, I ain't with all of this shit today. I'm out of here. But nope, he got, oh, man, I got to go. Got to get my shoes. She already at the door. No, wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Wait. Just talk to me for a minute. I can't get that. I can't just get a few words to say what I need to say. I'm not good enough for that. I'm not worthy of that. You know, all the victim shit. Fuck out of here. I'm about to jump out the window. Before I have to move your ass from in front of this door. Move from the door. No. No. Well, if you're going to hit me, just go ahead and hit me. But I'm not moving. I'm not moving. Oh, don't nobody know what I'm talking about? Okay. All right, anyway. Stacey White says, I love walking barefoot. My grandmother used to hate when I do that. My daughter liked walking barefoot, too. I don't know. I don't trust floors. You know what I mean? I don't trust floors. You know, I got a cat. Sometimes she throw up. I'm like, I'd be thinking to myself, man, if I was barefoot, TK Wright says, I prefer slippers and no shoes in the house, but I don't trip about it unless the person has really dirty shoes. I only have area rugs. Women blocking doors, you don't know about that? I know something about it. I didn't had a barricade put up before. And that's more than a potentially volatile situation. That it ain't cool. You know what I mean? You get with the right one, you moving her out the way. Next thing you know, here comes the boys in blue. He hit me. He pushed me. No, officer, I was trying to get out the door. She was blocking the door. A black man can't move a human barricade from a door. Not with the cops. Black men don't get a chance to just take a walk. Yo, just take a walk, man. Take a walk, cool off. Black men don't always get a chance to do that. We got to see the precinct. But I tell you one thing. If I see the precinct with any woman, we done. You call the cops on me, it's a rizzat. I have never had that done. but you can trust and believe you got one time to do that. It's over. There is no coming back from that. There are certain things that, let's just get on with the show. So we're talking about knowing when it's time for you to be on your own. Yeah, just because your name is on a lease, just because your name is on a mortgage, that it doesn't mean, or I mean, should I say your name is on a deed? Well, it's the mortgage too. The mortgage is actually just a loan. But anyway, it doesn't mean that everything is going to go your way. It may be that it may be the case where it's time for you to not only be the only one on the lease or the deed, but it's time for you to actually be the only one that lives here. You've abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. And that could be whether you're talking about a spouse, a lover, or your kids. Sometimes it's time for your kids to go, which in turn means it's time for you to stay by yourself. I don't know if a lot of parents look at it that way. When you put your kids out, that means that you are on your own. Are you ready? Can you sleep with the closet door open? I mean, seriously, as silly as it sounds, I think that if you can't sleep with the closet door open, then you don't have no business living by yourself. Because I know you can't sleep in the dark because you're too busy worried about what's in the closet. So you know that TV is going to be on all night long. If you're scared of the dark, you don't need to live by yourself. Point blank, period, no way around it. That's it. You can't live on your own if you're scared of the dark. That's it. Your nest ain't never going to be empty. You're going to always have somebody living with you. You might need somebody to live with you just because you need to argue with somebody. I ain't say you're going to like them all the time, but you're going to have them there. You got to have somebody to bitch at. And an animal ain't going to do it. You can't sleep with the closet door open. You can't live on your own. That's that. Write it down. Post it. Put it up. It's a simple test. The closet door open. If you in your bed, like, because this is bigger than OCD. Try to toss and turn the other way. You like, you gotta go close that thing. You can't pass that test. You ain't ready. Ansel Jones says, grabbing ankles before getting to the door. Yeah, but this ain't the good ankle grab. This the bad ankle grab. This bad. TK Wright says, I have never and will never block a door. I've had someone do that to me. Not cool. I hear that. She also says, cops, definitely time to be on your own. Says, I don't have closet doors, so I took them off. Okay. Stacey, stop what? I ain't doing that. All right. She says, I felt free when my three oldest left. It was time for them to experience life on their own. Each kid's time frame was different, but when their time was up, it was up. And that's true. That's true. I mean, you know, you just because you love your children, it doesn't mean that their time hasn't worn out. It may be time for them to go. I know this. When you're living under your parents' house, when you're living up under their roof, I should say, excuse me, and your parents' rules are nobody has sex in my house, and you sneaking chicks in or sneaking dudes in or waiting till people go to sleep so you can get it in, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to go. You should not have to sneak around and fuck in your own house. Simple and plain. Hey, there's no way around that. If you gotta wait until adults go to sleep so you can do the nasty, it's time for you to have your own. Even if that place is your own. Look, y'all want to argue about that? We can do it. You know what I mean? But that's real shit. It's time for you
to be on your own if you got to sneak around to have sex. It ain't hard. Now, some people listening to that, they like, well, but I'm saying, though, I mean, the kids, you might have to wait until the kids go to sleep.
I said adults. And honestly, I ain't waiting until the kids go to sleep either. Lock the door. Make sure there ain't no peepholes. Keep quiet if you can. Whatever. Waiting till no kids go to school. Go to sleep. I did that in all in my 20s and 30s. I ain't doing that shit at 52 years old. Shoot. By that time, your kids should have kids. I'm saying that, and I got a 16-year-old. But I'm saying, though. Time for you, and if you like to smoke in the house and you can't smoke in your own house, I know couples who are together. One is a smoker, one is not a smoker. So out of courtesy for the person who doesn't smoke, they'll go outside and smoke. Even though I hate cigarette smoke, and nobody smokes in this house, period. But I do believe that you should be able to smoke in your own house. I believe that you should be able to smoke in your own car. Everywhere else? No. I don't believe that you... In a bar, I think you should be able to smoke. I think drinking and smoking go together in a bar. In a bar. Not necessarily a restaurant. But remember how they used to do the no smoking section in the restaurant? So they smoking over there past this invisible barrier right here. So it's like that cigarette smoke would never make its way over here. Y'all remember that? It wasn't that long ago. They just started all this no smoking stuff. They used to have the no smoking section. I mean, I used to go to a restaurant, they'd be like smoking or non-smoking. Like we couldn't smell the smoking section. But, hey, it worked. It worked. I guess it worked. How do we know? I don't know how many people may have been affected by the smoking section, you know, blending in with the non-smoking section. But, yeah, in a bar, you should be able to drink and smoke. That's where you drink and smoke. In a bar. No, you can only drink now. No, I don't think that's fair. And I think that insurance companies should honor that. Because it was the insurance companies that strong-armed these businesses to go non-smoking. Like, okay, if you allow smoking, then your insurance rates are going to be high as hell. I don't think that's fair. Not for a bar. Not for a bar. You're supposed to be able to drink and smoke in a bar. If you don't want to be around drinking and smoking, don't go to a bar. That's it. Don't go to a bar. You don't drink? What are you at the bar for? Because my friends hang out at the bar. I can just drink, you know, non-alcoholic drink. This is not a non-alcoholic bar. It's a real bar. Alcohol. Look, it's got a liquor license. Look, they apply for their liquor license. You see this big orange sign? We can sell liquor here. Buy and sell liquor. I mean, fair is fair. I have a sense of justice. Just because I don't like it, it doesn't mean nobody else should be able to do it. But yeah, in your own house, you a smoker, you should be able to smoke in your own house. House, apartment, whatever. Yeah, yeah, some of these apartment buildings have lease restrictions. Somebody, you can't smoke in your house, in your apartment. I'm paying $1,500 a month. I can't smoke in my house. Shit. And that other rule that some apartment buildings have where they provide a terrace for you, but you can't cook out on your terrace. What do you mean? Well, you know, the smoke rises and people above you, they have to smell the smoke. Well, when trucks ride by my block, I have to smell the smoke, the exhaust fumes from cars. I'm not paying $1,500 or more
or even less. I don't care how much I'm paying. This is my spot. I got a terrace here, but we can only what? So you mean to tell me I could be out on my terrace hitting it from the back, having the neighbors watch, but if I fire up that grill, that's my ass. Yeah, anyway. You can't smoke inside your own place. You need to have a different place. You need to have a place of your own. It's time. Stacey White says, night light in every room. Why don't you just leave the lights on? You know, you got your crib like a damn runway. And night lights all. It's like an airport. TK Wright says, oh, she asking Stacey, is she afraid of the dark? Stacey ain't talking. Is that your way of saying, I said what I said, Stacey? I said what I said. Ansel Jones says, we have people scared of the dark working with us on night shift. Not their choice. It's funny, Ansel, because people that are afraid of the dark, they're not afraid of the darkness. They're afraid of the dark. Like, as long as they can see their hand in front of their face, it ain't that bad. When it's dark, they're like, oh, hell no. Only time it can be that dark is when I close my eyes for the last time and I die. How you know? TK Wright says, my own mama smokes outside. Okay. Like I said, out of courtesy to the people who don't smoke, a lot of people go outside and smoke. I just don't agree with it. But that's me. In this house, nobody smokes. I wish you would come in this house and light up a cigarette. Ain't no ashtrays in this bitch. But it's funny because even though I don't have a lot of guests, if you smoke weed, I probably, all right, go ahead. You can smoke the weed. But you ain't smoking no cigarette in there. I'm not allergic to weed. But them cigarettes, gotta go. Plus, I can understand that you need to get high. I don't understand why you need to smoke a cigarette. And now, if somebody wants to come forward and admit that cigarettes make them high, then I'm like, okay, well, at least that would explain the addiction. Other than that, I don't get it. What are you smoking for? You gonna die for this shit? You willing to die? You going to die? Take a chance on the lung cancer? The emphysema? I'm good. Yeah. Knowing when it's time for you to be on your own. By the way, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host on 752, and we are talking about knowing when it's time for you to be on your own. On my own. Once again, on my own. Oh, my bad, Joel. My bad. But yeah, this is real stuff. When you can't follow or when you refuse to follow the rules that are imposed by somebody that's living up under your roof, or when you're living up under the roof of someone else, then it's time for you to go. It's time for you to slide to the left, slide to the right. It's time. And so it says, I didn't smell like
Oh, you didn't like the smell of smoke, but went to the club. Yeah, exactly. When I was doing comedy, one of my biggest concerns at the time was like, yo, they be smoking here, smoking heavy. Come home, all my, you know, cigarette smoke, that it be all in your clothes. White people be talking about it being their hair. Cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke gets in you. It be in there to stay. And like I said, I'm allergic to it. My eyes be running. I be itching. Like cigarette smoke, it ain't the move for me. I can't deal with the tobacco. So in my house, my rules are you can't smoke. You can drink. You can't smoke. You're not doing that. When I was 18, even though I wasn't really ready to go, like I said, when I moved out because I had the opportunity to move out. But there were some clues that it was getting close to that time because, you know, I was 18 and I was very virile, if you know what I mean. And, you know, them 18-year-old chicks, 17-year-old chicks, they was giving it up. They was. You know what I mean? At 18, you can mess around with 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 19. Like, you in the zone at 18 years old. Yeah. You're Johnson, you know what I mean, got the pick of the litter. You can go young or old. So, yeah. So I was sneaking girls in. My girl used to come over every morning. No, she did. Not every morning. Stop lying, nigga. She went to Drexel. She lived in South Philly. So, you know, at Drexel, you do the co-op thing and whatever, you know. So she would come over my crib a couple of times in the morning, early in the morning. Everybody in my crib, the crib was pretty much emptied out by about 7, no later than 8. And here she was, showing up at the crib like she's showing up for school or work. I didn't have to be to school till like 1 something. My classes started in the afternoon. I didn't have no morning classes. Here she was showing up early in the morning. And she insisted on it too. Like, well, I can come over in the morning before you go over. I mean, before you go to school because I want to see you. And, you know, we going. Yeah. This is crazy. One time, my brother-in-law snitched. What happened was he used to leave early too, but he came back one day for something. And he told my sister, he was like, I think Omar got somebody upstairs because, you know, well, I think he just straight told her because he ain't say that I was talking to somebody because I could have been on the phone. He was like, yeah, Omar got somebody upstairs because they up there getting it in. I was applying the wax. But, you know, at 18, I was getting wilder and wilder. The chicks was getting looser and looser. I was getting wilder and wilder. So when it was getting to the point where my mom wasn't going to be seeing the same faces all the time, I was like, this ain't really a good image. If it was the same girl every time, then it would have been cool. But at 18, my first year, it was starting to go there. So even though me and my mom got along, I was like, I ain't going to be sneaking around but so much. starting to feel a little bold, a little entitled. I didn't even have a good door on my room. You know, I had a door on my room, but it wasn't a good door. It wasn't a door I could lock. It wasn't even a door that fit on the frame good. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Not every door that's in a black home fits on the door, it fits in the frame correctly. Sometimes it's just on the hinges. And sometimes the door ain't even on the hinges. Sometimes you got to lift the door up because it might be on one hinge. Like the door is hanging on by one hinge. So you got to sort of pick the door up, close the door, put it inside the frame. Sometimes the door ain't even on either hinge. So you got to kind of lift the door up, put the door in the frame. It might not even fit in the frame right. You got this big space at the top of the door. Doors in a black home be on some other shit, especially when the house is old. You know, like these new houses, y'all don't know what I'm talking about exactly. Till, you know, black family move in a brand new house where the doors are all on the frame and the kids fuck up the doors. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Black children are hard on doors, on room doors. They just are. And like I said, I didn't even have a good door on my room. I had the front door and I had a back door because the back door to my room was leading to my mom's sewing room, which eventually became my uncle's room when he was staying there for a little while. Well, actually, he stayed there for a few years. But so I'm saying this to say that my room was not air sealed. Matter of fact, I had a front door. I don't think I had a back door. The door, I think if I remember correctly, yeah, the door that went to my uncle's room or the sewing room, that was separated by a sheet. Yeah, that was separated by a sheet. Yeah. Because my uncle would be in his room smoking cigarettes and I could smell it. Yeah. TK Wright says, I left at 18 so I could govern my own money and time. Money is a big deal because if you don't want to pay rent, or you feel like even though you live there, you shouldn't have to pay the lion's share, or you shouldn't have to pay as much as whatever. If you're haggling over the prices of bills in the house, and you look at it like, well, this is not really my shit because my name ain't on the lease, blah, 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 blah. All right, yeah, it's time for you to be on your own. But are you ready, though? Are you ready? Are you ready? You might not be. TK Wright says, yikes at door. Sometimes you may have to sand the door down or the handle is on backwards and the door doesn't stay closed. Look, I'm telling you, doors in the black home are an issue. We're not going to sit here and act like it's not. I don't care if you live in Philly, New York, Jersey. Listen, I've been in black homes all over the U.S. And there's an issue with doors. Black people and room doors. Especially handles. Doorknobs. TK Wright says, I paid rent but couldn't have company. Time to go. Because I'll be goddamn if you're going to be paying your money and you can't have boy company. I know some parents who can't have boy company. They kids won't let them have no boy company. All right, keep playing dumb, y'all. Y'all keep playing dumb. I done snuck in plenty of houses or couldn't go to a house because, you know, they always had to come to my house because they couldn't have no boy company. Mommy don't know how to keep quiet when she getting pounded into the sheets. When she getting beat to the bed springs. Shut up, Mommy. The good mothers know how to keep their mouth shut. Or they just eat the pillow. Only the good mothers. And so Jones says, now I understand why people yell, stop slamming my door. Well, you know, and so funny thing is, most black people will insist that the front door be right. All the other doors, yeah, the front door and the back door, because that's a security issue. So they might make sure that that front door and that back door is right. But all bedroom doors, bathroom doors, all that shit is off limits. Whenever I go in a home and I see the accordion doors, if I see an accordion door in your house, I know I'm home. Come home with me. Accordion doors are indicative of not being able to keep doors on your room. Accordion doors. Oh, you don't know what accordion doors are? Accordion doors are not real doors, but these are doors. These are partitions that you can buy at Walmart, Kmart, if they have any more, Target or whatever, and they fit the frame of your door. But the doors, they fold. They fold. This is like plastic. It folds like an accordion. Yeah. When I see an accordion door at your crib, I'd be like, come home with me. People who got accordion doors, baby. Let me put that in the comments so y'all don't hit it. Twist it. Turns out I don't know how to spell accordion. How you spell accordion, yo? How do you spell accordion? Is it A-C? A-C? It's not A-C-C. How do you spell accordion? Oh, I got it. Accordion. Accordion doors, baby. Accordion doors. The lock is this little magnet. The little magnet that you put a little piece of metal on the door frame. And the accordion door has a little magnet. And that's how the door stays sealed. Come home with me. I wish I was home. I wish I was. I wish I was at home. I wish I was back there. If you can't have company of an intimate nature, it's time for you to be on your own. You need your own place. You know what I mean? You need your own place. And some people run their household like, if I ain't getting none, then ain't nobody in this house getting none. So selfish. It's so selfish. I understand. I do. I get it. But that's so selfish. It's wrong. It's immoral. So what often happens in that situation is people wait until people go to sleep. And then they do the nasty when, you know, when they think the coast is clear. But you can't be 40-something years old and still having to have sex with one ankle, you know, one pants leg on and one pants leg off. You should not have to sneak. You should not have to be doing sneak quickies in your own home at that age. Why are Mommy and Mr. James in the bathroom together? Are they fixing the tiles? He's laying down tiles. He's laying tiles and pipe, fixing Mommy's plumbing. Y'all know what we talking about. Like I said, y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is Urban Therapy with Such Show. We talking about knowing when it's time for you to be on your own. Yes. He's putting down the wax. He's stripping and waxing, stripping and waxing, stripping and waxing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah. So children need to know when it's time for them to be on their own. And parents need to know when it's time for them, for themselves to be on their own. They have to know when their children are prepared. So you might need to go ahead and make sure that they have all the tools that they need in order to make it on their own. You know, things like managing their money, being able to save, making sure that they can wash their own clothes, or, laundry can be a big deal. I've known plenty of grown people that still go over their parents' house to wash their clothes. Like, come on, man. I mean, that's what you do. That's what you do. But you know, going to the laundromat will wash your clothes a lot faster than a single washing machine. You know, you're gonna be there all day. You're gonna be there all day, son. You're gonna be there all day, So knowing when it's time for you to be on your own, there are a lot of different facets to it. There are a lot of different ways that you can look at it, but it all comes down to the same thing. It's time for you to pay your own bills, take care of your own responsibilities, be responsible for your own, for yourself exclusively. It may not need to stay that way. But when it's time, you'll know. Even if you overstay your welcome or the time that you probably should have gone. Even if you overstay it. And a lot of times we overstay it. And a lot of times we allow other people to overstay it because we're afraid. We're not ready. We haven't prepared ourselves. We haven't psychologically prepared ourselves for what independence, true independence, looks like or means. Ah! And it be like, wow, 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 wow. Yeah. Shout out to all of the dudes that people be trying to clown. Living in your mama's basement, but you riding around in a nice car that might be in your budget. Not only may not living on your own might not be in your budget. Shoot, the car note itself may not really be in your budget, but you're doing it. You're making it work. But when it's time for you to go, you're just going to have to know that it's time for you to go. Most people that I've known who lived in their mom's basement, at least they had a private entrance to the basement. They came in through the driveway or the alley or, from the garage. So they always told the chicks, yo, just come around back. Come around the back. No FaceTime for mama. You sneaking them chicks in the back door. Tricking away. Yeah, them dudes be getting clowned all the time. He probably somewhere living in his mom's basement. I don't know. I say mind your business. Just because you live with somebody, just because you live in your mama's basement, you may be paying all of the bills. But it just might be your mom's house. There are situations like that. Just because you don't own something doesn't mean that you haven't paid for it as if you were the owner. It doesn't mean that. But people always want to get in somebody's business or make somebody look like they are lesser than at certain times when it's convenient. When times are good, he might be an artist working on finding himself or doing whatever he needs to do for the time being. That's when things are good. That's when the understanding is high and the sympathy is working in his favor. When they break up or when she don't get her way, it's, bum ass nigga living in his mama's basement, riding around here in a Benz, but he's living in the basement. That basement might be hooked up. Might be. Got a 50 gallon fish tank down the basement. This thing nice. Got a bar and a 50 gallon fish tank in the basement, So that basement looking, that basement looking awfully club-like. Now, I've never lived in a basement, nor do I think I ever would, but it doesn't negate the fact that you live where you live until you don't live there anymore. But you need to know it's time to move on. It's very important to know when it's time for you to, start getting them steps together. It's time to move, baby. It's time to move. It's time to move, baby. And moving out can be such a sad experience. Because it always seems, I don't care what. It's crazy. I've known people who fought like cats and dogs. But when it was time for them to separate and move out, man, listen, it'd be sad. I was so ready for my nephew to go. I swear to God, though, when he left, I cried like a baby that night. He don't know that. But I did because I was worried about him. I knew I had to put his ass out. It was just ridiculous because I was only enabling him by letting him stay. And it was way past time to go. He didn't want to follow any rules in of the house, any rules. He had this entitlement thing going on. I was very resentful of it. And it was just getting worse and worse. But when he left, stuff, and he turned his keys in, I was like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, everything is going to be all right. You good? And blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, I know. And blah, blah, blah. He didn't want to go either. But he knew he had to because he knew I was serious. Actually, he took me a little more serious than I actually was. Like, I gave him a time frame, but I didn't really think it would happen in that time frame. But he figured I wasn't playing because he knew that he had pushed me there. He had pushed me to that limit. He's my favorite nephew. He's the love of my life. But sometimes living under the same roof can destroy all of that. And it was wrecking it. So, but yeah, when he, that night, I cried like a baby. Like, oh, is he going to be all right? You know, niggas he hanging around with, blah, blah. Them motherfuckers don't know. He, it ain't like he hung around those thugs or nothing like that. But I'm like, they irresponsible too. You know? Yeah, 50-gallon fish tank is pretty big. 50-gallon fish tank, pretty big. Think about a 50-gallon water tank. Let me see here. Ooh, look at this 60-gallon. You can get a 60-gallon for $189.99 at Petco. Mm. Wow. Huh. Depending on what how you want it. But, yeah, when it's time to go, it's time to go. And it's important to recognize when it's really time to go. When you have passed your time, when you have worn out your welcome. And that's a hard thing to accept. I know. It is. It's a hard thing to accept. But we all get to the point where we don't have an option other than to go ahead and follow through when it's time for you to be on your own. Now, being on your own, even though I've been talking a lot about being on your own from the standpoint of living on your own. Sometimes when you're with somebody, it's time for you to be on your own too. When being with somebody has become unhealthy for you, when it has become dangerous for you, it's time for you to be on your own. But you know, people stay in marriages, relationships, and all kinds of stuff way past their prime. Whatever that means, what does it mean to be in a relationship within, you know, in your prime? But one thing is for sure, you'll know when it's time for you to keep it moving. You may not keep it moving, but you'll know that it's time for you to do that. The thing that'll separate it is whether you'll actually go ahead and do what you know it's time to do. Because we don't always do it. Change is hard. Switching is hard. Starting over again is hard. It's harder on your psyche than anything else. But it is hard on your psyche. Starting something new, a new endeavor, instead of going with what you already know. Taking the less beaten path instead of the beaten path. It's rough, baby. Rough and tumble. Rough and tumble. But when it's time for you to be on your own. Shoot, even drug addicts, And alcoholics, they know. You know, you might, you know, be, you may have been really, really deep into your addiction, but it's important for you to know when it's time for you to stop depending on, all right, now you can go to AA meetings and NA meetings, you know, for the counseling, because normally the counseling helps with all of the things that led up to you abusing drugs or alcohol in the first place. So it might be a good thing for you to go, but or keep going as long as you need to, but you may have to determine a time when it's time for you to stop using that as a crutch. It's time for you to be able to move through life without therapy, because it's crazy as it sounds, you were moving through life without any therapy when you were in your addiction. So although you weren't in your right mind, you were in your right mind enough to be able to make it out there on your own. So nothing that you used to be able to do while you were in your addictive state should you not be able to do when you are in your sober state, except maybe prostitution, using drugs, and being reckless. But as far as your physical attributes and how you deal with things emotionally and psychologically, you should be able to stand stronger, stand with stronger legs when you are sober than when you are in your addiction. So you may have to be able to go through life without having to go to NA or AA meetings, you know, however many times a week or whatever, without feeling like you're going to have to start using drugs or alcohol again. The whole point of the NA or the AA is to get you to be able to live without the drugs and alcohol. So that should also mean that it should prepare you to live without having to be around people who are totally sober all the time in order for you to stay sober too. One of the reasons you may have started using drugs in the first place was because everybody else was doing it. That can't be the reason that you stay sober. You have to stay sober because you know that that's the best way to be. And there was a time in your life where it was easy, when it was easy to stay sober. You should be able to take it back to then. You should. I understand that you may find it challenging, but you should be able to do it. You should be prepared to be able to stand on your own, which is being on your own. And so Jones says, don't go with the flow. Be the flow. Sounds good. Yeah. The counseling piece of it, I totally support that. Be like, you know, you're about to take a drink and somebody smacks the drink out of your hand. No, you should be able to not want to drink. You have to get your life to the point where needing the drink or wanting the drink isn't what you do anymore. That's the goal. That's what we headed for. That's what we look like when we on the mic. We about to get on up out of here. But yeah, man, knowing when it's time for you to be on your own. Off on your own, not like I'll be sure, not that one. More like Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald. That ain't the best on your own, but it's better than that other one. It's better to be on that other one. Yeah, as far as breakups, divorces and things like that are concerned, it all goes into the same category. It all fits inside the same box. you know when it's time. Well, you should know when it's time for you to start doing it on your own. Have you ever been a part of a situation where somebody needed you to do something all the time, even though you tried to teach them how to do it on their own? And you did it for a while, a good while, you know. But in other situations, there's no way you would have put up with it. If you showed a child how to ride a bike and they kept needing you to help them ride a bike every time they went to ride the bike, you would be like, what the hell is going on here? You would have to look deeper into that situation to find out why they're not learning how to ride this bike, because kids have learned how to ride bikes for years. I'm saying for generations. Why wouldn't this child be able to ride this damn bike? Why can't they ride the bike? Speaking of bikes, you know, cars haven't been around since forever. How long have bicycles been around? Let's see. When was the first bicycle invented? Oh, boy. When was the first bicycle invented?
The history of bicycles, geared vehicles, are born. The first version of the two-wheeled vehicle that would eventually become known as the bicycle date from the 15th century. The first bicycle, England at the helm. The push towards modern bicycles. Proliferation. Racing into the modern era. Plus more.
Man, this first bike, the wheel is all giant in the front and the back wheel is all small. Yeah. If a child was resisting learning how to ride a bike, you're not going to go out there and push this child every time. Or, you know, you're not going to keep teaching it. You know that if he or she is not picking up how to ride this bike, it's because they don't want to. Because one thing that's very hard for kids to do is to see all the rest of the kids doing something that they can't do, that they should be able to do. That is hard. Normally, if you want to snap a child in line, get other kids involved. A lot of parents have had to potty train their kids that way. Yeah, you might have been wearing diapers and pull-ups when you went to daycare, but when you saw all those other kids using the bathroom regular, you ain't trying to be there with no pull-ups, looking like a baby. Real shit. Real shit. Like, kids don't like that. Kids do not like other kids being able to show them up with certain things. Things like riding a bike, things like riding a skateboard, things like being able to run, jump, whatever, play sport, especially something like being able to go to the bathroom, because kids are cruel. You're like, dad, you still using pull-ups? You 4 or 5 years old. Yeah. Yeah. Turns out a lot of parents don't like to be in that type of, or should I say a lot of adults don't like to be in that type of situation either, where everybody knows how to do something and they don't know how to do it. And that's one of the reasons why we normally hang out with people, place ourselves amongst people who do what we do, or, where we want to learn how to do what they do. All right. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 22nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, China English. Turning 49 years old today. And also, G's Work Ying Yis, turning 42 years old today. And Argos Jean-Pierre, turning 32 years old today. And Breen, turning 51 years old today. And Evelyn Taylor, turning 44 years old today. And Brenda Burns Muhammad, turning 65 years old today. And my girl, Go Getter, and 100% old head Deborah Hayes, turning 68 years old today. And I remember when I met her, she was just turning 60. She was definitely spectacular for 60 years old, still going strong. And also Denise Reed, happy birthday to you. And Treen China, my name is Treen, my girl. Happy birthday to you. And Patricia T, turning 41 years old today. Last but not least, I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious May 22nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it, do the dance thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, you gotta know when it's time for you to be on your own. The seeds are sown. It's time for you to get on up out there before the spots get blown. But it's going to be okay. You prepare first. Don't just jump out in the water when you can't swim. You're going to drown like the rest of them. But you can be the best in your world, and you will be. But you got to start at one. And so try to be. It's going to be all right. Whether you're talking about your kids, whether you're talking about your spouse, whether you're talking about yourself, whether you're talking about your friends, family members, we all have to know when it's time for us to be on our own. And we have to take steps towards getting there. Shoot, if you think change is hard, try trying to stay the same. It ain't going to happen, Captain. But you can be the best that you ever were. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow for the Daily Go Get It Mism Show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. Going to holler back.